Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It's time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room and say where the damage has been done.
Why are you laughing?
No reason.
Liar.
Leroy, what damage is done for you?
So, I've been around football a long time. And I have never seen a more disgusted look than the holder for the New York Giants when the kicker kicked the ground.
Oof.
And him getting up and trying to run around. Buddy, you got one job. I've seen kickers shank it. I've seen kickers slip. But I have never seen a kicker miss the ball.
I've seen a direct snap into Brandon Fields' face before.
Yes!
I've never seen that.
Never seen that. And so...
And nobody was pleased with him.
No. Nope. I'm more than sure somebody said something to him.
Crazy.
Yep.
You familiar with Steve Sarkisian?
Yeah. Coach of Texas.
Coach of Texas, Leroy. Longhorns. Love their steakhouse. It's my go-to in Orlando. I love it on International Drive.
You like Longhorn?
Only the one in Orlando.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really good. Anyway.
It's very specific.
Yeah, this horn. It's a weird thing,
that's
right?
That's the only time I go to Longhorns.
What's the address on that one?
123 International Drive. I don't know. I know it's on International Drive. It's by the Ripley's.
Got it.
You go to that spot in Orlando, there's like every chain restaurant known to man.
That's true.
You know? Well, he thought he was real cute. He's making the rounds. You know, this is what you have to do when you're a three-loss peasant. And you got to make the rounds. And you got to take pot shots, Leroy. And I didn't like him taking a pot shot at the Miami Hurricanes yesterday.
Showing how good of a team you really are by beating quality teams on the field. Or is it... Don't play good teams, put up a bunch of yards, put up a bunch of points, and make it look good. You know, throw fade route touchdowns with 38 seconds to go when you're ahead 31-7 so that the score looks better. So is the committee really watching the games, or are they just looking at a stat sheet at the end of the game to say, oh, well, they won by this many points. They must have played really good.
Okay, jackass. Well, here's the thing, though, dude. If you were watching the game, which you weren't because you're a horse's ass, that was a petty touchdown, not an add-on touchdown, because Narduzzi thought he was cute, and he called timeout with time on the board. So that's why they threw the extra touchdown, you jackass. But the damage is done, because you want to make your little case, because your Texas Longhorns have three losses.
Damage is
most
done.
Most of the Gators. The Gators. So he wants to say something.
Bum.
Yeah, but, I tell you what, at least Miami can say they lost two teams' win records. You lost to Florida, dude.
The Gators, dude.
The Gators.
Woo!
Molly done.
But like, yeah, it's not even like the Canes were putting up style points, dude. The other coach was being a petty baby, and Mario Cristobal's like, okay, stick this in your ear. How about this? Another touchdown. You want to? I'm ready to go. Mario Cristobal is ready to go home, have some dinner, you know. And this guy's like, timeout. Yeah, other touchdown for you. Here you go. What are they, boys? Narduzzi and Sarkisian? Two stupid names.
Pretty aggressive.
You
today.
You're very aggressive today.
Yeah, you're very angry.
Very aggressive.
I'm sorry.
Angry.
Really? I shouldn't be. The Heat are winning. You know, Panthers are going to kick the Leafs' ass tonight. I feel it. Big game from Bob coming up.
I got to tell you, You have been on one.
Don't you think it's a little unbecoming of him?
No,
though?
Don't try to drag me down with you, brother. No, sir.
Jennifer, do you not find that unbecoming?
Hmm.
Yep.
Brittany,
go. Nope.
You already know how I feel.
Yeah, what do you want to say to Sarkisian?
Do you not see my face? I was literally rolling my eyes. Yes, literally, you took the words out of my mouth. Like, how about you be a two? You literally lost to a two-win team, Sarkisian. Shut your mouth.
Well, they're all networking.
I mean, it's
kind of embarrassing.
It's really gross.
It's embarrassing because time I checked, Mario Cristobal isn't running around having to put anybody else down. He's like, I'm talking about my team and what we've done on the field and the fact that we beat Notre Dame.
Well, someone's going to ask him about that Sarkisian thing. He's going to put him down.
And he better. And he better.
He's going to put him down.
Because you know what, Sarkisian? How about you say it with your chest and call out Miami? Like, we all know who you're talking about. Call us out.
I know. He thought he was I'm not saying any names. But at this specific time, this specific score, it's like, all right, but that's not what happened. You jackass. Jennifer, wow. What damage has done for you?
Yeah.
Well, besides Leroy's tooth.
Oh dude.
Damage is done.
Still beside myself with that. So, I thought you were going to throw it at me for a second.
But really?
Now that's good ASMR. That's radio. That is Leroy's
seven.
That's his
seven come 11. Seven come 11.
For those just tuning in, that's his literal tooth that fell out before the show today.
This is disgusting.
Jeez. Okay, so did you guys watch at all the Macy's Day Parade?
I did not.
Why are you laughing?
No.
Well, you missed out on a heck of a show, guys.
Why?
I've never seen performers this dedicated to their craft. There was dancers that danced on top of horse poop.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
There was dancers behind the police.
They don't know how to do parades. See, in New Orleans, we had pooper scoopers.
Okay, well, the pooper scoopers were a little too late. The horses pooped on the road.
Horses poop.
Yeah, but you got the pooper scoopers in the parade.
And the performers being
dedicated
very
to their craft.
Dedicated show women danced on top of the poop and didn't even make...
Can I tell you those little feet on that big poop?
One disturbed face. Look at this.
No. Oh, God.
No!
The video was much worse. It was the video poop flying really everywhere.
I would have
quit on the spot. I would have walked away. I don't care.
But that's why you're here. What are they feeding
disgusting.
The horses?
Disgusting.
Horses, you know how horses just walk and do it.
Horses usually have spray like that. Yeah, they're like road apples. I've mucked a lot of stalls in my day.
Yeah, they had some bad.
Not a lot of cha-cha diarrhea from the horses, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, that was disturbing. Oh, come on. Absolutely disturbing.
Where are we going? Jennifer. What are we doing?
Jennifer.
What? And, like, what are we looking for the culprit on the left? Like, showing the horses? Like, what?
You did this!
They said, hey, I'm supposed to be in the field, running around, having fun. You got me walking in the street.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That is crazy. Gives a whole new meaning to 1-2 step.
Dude. Damage is done.
Because they're stepping in another two.
I'm telling you right now.
We got it. You didn't have to
explain
it.
I'm telling you right now. In New Orleans, those pooper scoopers are right behind the horses.
Usually, a horse could also have like a little a bucket. Like
yeah,
have, like,
don't they
little,
have like bags? Yeah,
well,
yeah, they,
well those ones.
When I went to Washington, there was horses with the bags.
Yeah.
Well, if they have a carriage, I see. If they're horse cops, they're like right there. They're standing free, so they're gonna let them rip. Whenever.
Yeah, but you have the scoopers with they dancing.
No, I'm with you.
They're, in New Orleans, the pooper scoopers are dancing and scooping up. Like right behind the horses.
I don't care for that. When you told me this, I thought this, like when you first brought this up, I thought this was going to be like some interpretive dance that we would see at Art Basel or something like that.
Interpretive dance?
She said like dancing on top of poop. I'm like, oh, somebody tried to
I
get
I mean, can't you count that as interpretive dance now because they dance on poop?
I mean, actually, I think that actually happened at Art Basel 1 year. I'm not even kidding.
Somebody was smashing ants?
Somebody
sculpted poop.
Was dancing on some substance.
I saw some Art Basel getting set up yesterday.
Mm. Oh, is it?
I think it's weekend.
It's this week.
Yeah.
Are they very used up our parking lot?
I don't know. It's a good question.
That only happened
one
year.
Go explore.
Yeah, you know why? Come on.
It didn't work out.
Because there's nowhere to park.
At all. Yeah.
There's nowhere to park.
So be aware.
Al Macko says, horse diapers sound like an untapped market. You got too big a tail.
No.
Think about it.
Too big a tail.
No, they just put horse bucket.
Yeah, it's like a little
bag, or it's a bag.
Yep.
Or, better yet, the pooper scoopers.
Pooper scoopers were they were like James Harden last night, just letting things go willy nilly.
He was such a bum last night, dude.
What?
Are you tired?
Nah, I feel great.
Are you hungry? Do you need a Snickers?
No, I'm not too hungry.
I think he has a lack of sleep. I think it's
gotta be
because I have lack of sleep and I worked the heat game last night too.
Here you go. They have poop hammocks.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. They have poop hammocks.
But only if they're on a cart.
But why only if they're on a cart? Well, what's the logistics behind it?
I guess it's because it's like easier to hang or something.
You can't strap it on them?
Those, I hate to do this. Jennifer, those horses, they have to be sprung into action in case bad guys are around. You know, they're horse cops.
Don't want their bag of poop like flailing in the background?
The bag of poop could easily slow down
horses.
A person.
Those
you
aren't
the cops.
That's true.
That's not the chasing the bad guy horses. That's the horses you ride for the parades. Look at them.
Those are the show ponies.
Clydesdale. Yeah.
Those are the Tobins.
The Clydesdale. Like, you see the feet? That's not Clydesdale.
Well, the one isn't a Clydesdale. The one's just a regular horse.
Yeah, but look, he got the pretty feet.
Swole horse.
Those are pretty feet.
The Clydesdales are way bigger than that. Dude, if you were next to a Clydesdale, you'd be like, oh my God.
No, Clydesdales are crazy.
Huge.
Imagine the smell.
I don't want to.
And it ain't turkey.
Can I just say something? When I see flowers, I don't imagine what
mine
it
is
smell
one
like. So I'm certainly
for making it weird.
We have literally like talked about the most disgusting things on this show today. Like, it's not okay.
I'm sorry. Well, welcome back.
Stop.
I'm not sorry.
Welcome back.
My fault.
What do you have for damages done, Brittany?
Here we go.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
She mad.
Pile it up.
So we are entering the last week of F1. Last weekend of F1. Yes.
So is this the championship or just take a break?
Okay.
I'm genuinely asking.
It's a championship.
Okay.
But usually the race, the world champion can be decided prior to the last race.
It's already decided, right?
Oh my God. No, it's not.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sorry. How dare you?
It is not, Leroy. It is not.
Sorry.
I was getting there. So usually it's not decided on the last race. It's only happened a very handful of times in F1, especially in recent history. The last time it happened was in 2021 when it was Max Verstappen versus Lewis Hamilton. Well, this Abu Dhabi is the infamous final race of F1.
Okay.
It is a three-way race for the world championship.
Do only three guys race? Or they all race?
No, they all race. They all race. Everybody races.
Just checking.
No, I'm already racist. I wasn't being, I'm sorry, was I being?
No, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, so all 20 drivers will race, but the world championship race is only 3 of them. And I want my damages done goes to McLaren, because McLaren has been at the top of the leaderboard all season long, and they could have put this to rest a long time ago, but they're floozies and they're little babies. Wow. And they decided, oh, we're not going to pick a number one driver. We're just going to let both of them battle to the end to see what happens. Well, that has gone very poor. And now they have 2 drivers that hate each other and hate their team. And therefore, now they have let Max Verstappen, who is, you could argue, is one of the, if not the best F1 driver in F1 history, creep in on the world championship.
You never give Verstappen a chance, Leroy.
You never give Verstappen a chance. And so my damage is done to them because they decided to not pit their 2 drivers when everybody else pitted during a safety car, and it came to bite them in the arse.
So this is a lot like Talladega Nights, you know, where Ricky Bobby and his best friend, the best friend replaces him.
Shake and bake?
Yeah, shake and bake.
It's nothing like that. But
it's just you know the dad? He's in NCIS now. He's NCIS show. NCIS. Yeah.
So yeah, my damage goes to them.
McLaren.
To McLaren, because you know they don't even deserve to win a world title this time around. Let Max Verstappen win. I'm here for it.
Okay. Who does he race for?
He races for Red Bull.
Red Bull has a car?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but they have a Honda engine.
Oh, okay. So it's Honda.
Yeah. No. It's Red Bull.
It's Red Bull.
That doesn't make sense.
Absolutely makes sense, yes.
How does it make sense? They make energy drinks.
Yeah, but own a race team.
They own a race team.
But
Red Bull has racing
in
almost everything.
It's about the sponsor.
The sponsor.
They actually have two cars. They
so
have
what
the
engine
carb
is
as well.
In the McLaren?
McLaren.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but they have their own team.
But they have their own team.
I thought it was like Ferrari, McLaren, Ford.
That's for the...
Ford is not a F1 team.
No.
Oh, one day.
No, isn't Cadillac building an engine?
Cadillac is building their own engine.
No.
They have
e-racing too. They have EF1 too, though.
No one cares about e-racing, Leroy.
I just said they have it. Why? Wow. I really just said they have. He was saying something about Tesla, and I'm like, they have e-racing, and you jumped down my throat. Wow.
Sorry. What is e-racing?
What? You don't know what e-racing
is? Can we just go to break before somebody gets their ass kicked? I'm serious.
Like with a pencil?
Oh my God. Do it. Disgusting.
Take a break after this.
Not sanitary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.